Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, no, I knew going out was going to be difficult. I knew the front line was going to be quite tough. I watched a lot of golf this morning, which I normally do, and I learned a little bit from that. And, you know, I went out there and I just tried to play my own game and stay out of bunkers and just do my thing. And thankfully, it's a good round.
There is Shane Lowry. Very good round yesterday and continues to do so as he's wrapped up his round for today. I love when sporting events are overseas. They're done in the morning. It's wonderful. He is sitting at 7 under par, got a 2-stroke lead on Daniel Brown, who's still in the middle of his round. But today, Lowry did shoot a 69. Very good round for him. We go now, though, for more on the golf to the Wester Hotline as PGA Pro and one of our Tee to Green hosts here on WGR, Jeff Mitas, joins the show. Jeff, good morning, my friend. It's been a long time since we've talked. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You don't have to do those Saturday mornings anymore, do you?
No, I get to sleep in. It's wonderful. I wake up at 9:30 in bliss.
Yeah, like a normal person, not like a golfer. See, golfers are up early no matter what. So, yeah.
I will tell you, though, Jeff, last weekend, I've gotten into golf pretty aggressively the last 2 years to play. My brother's gotten into it this summer. And we decided, spur of the moment, we went to a family gathering like 2 hours away. We're like, next day, let's do a 6:12 a.m. tee time. I have never felt better. The round was bad. I've never felt better.
It's a nice way to play. You buzz around. There's no one in front of you. You play fast. And then you still have the rest of your day.
It's absolutely beautiful. I'm a big fan of it. But on the early tee times here on the East Coast, you know, across the Atlantic, we're getting to see what's going on at Royal Tune. It's already kind of finishing up today. What have you made from effectively now the first two rounds?
Well, it's been fun to watch. What can I make of it? It looks like there's just a disaster waiting to happen with one bad shot anywhere. I really enjoy watching these guys play this type of golf course. You know, the wind is starting to pick up this afternoon. There's still a lot of players on the golf course. The bunkering is so penal that, you know, I remember years ago when Tiger won one of his events, he didn't hit it in the bunker all week. He kept hitting irons off the tee. And just the different type of golf and the creativity. You see Shane Lowry near the lead. He's got an Open championship already. It's his only Open, or his only major is an Open. And Justin Rose is close to the lead too, and his only victory is an Open champion. It's a different type of golf, and it's really enjoyable to watch. It's a more unique and creative type of golf, and there's a lot more, as we say, rub of the green or bad breaks or good breaks. You know, you hit it in one of those bunkers, you pitch out sideways to the rough, or you hit it at the lip and it bounces towards the pin, and you got 5 feet. So there's a lot more variance for good shots and bad shots. You good shots that turn out great or bad. Sometimes things you just get a little bit of a funny bounce once in a while, and it's more of a game than I feel like, because there's a little more randomness in this golf. But I just love watching it. I love watching the wind. I wish there was a little rain. Yeah. But it's super enjoyable, and I like watching the players' motions and swings and how great their short games are. So that's usually what I gather from watching events like this, how these guys are playing and how good their short games are.
So one thing that was interesting for me coming into this, I don't know if you necessarily watch a ton of YouTube, but Bryson DeChambeau, who obviously just won the U.S. Open, he's got his YouTube channel, and he was kind of giving a breakdown of like how he like practices going into major tournaments, and I'd watched that on like Wednesday. And I immediately was like, man, like, this is going to be kind of cool. Like, Bryson's really growing in popularity, this whole thing, and, you know, he just won the U.S. Open, and now I'm seeing this. Like, he's clearly a hard worker. And him and Rory McIlroy, I just, in day one, seem completely out of it. Is this kind of like what you expect, though, from like an Open championship, where just guys that you maybe expect going into it, they're coming off a high? I mean, Rory just did pretty darn well in the Scottish Open, and then it's just cratered basically on day one.
Yeah, you never expect it, because Rory just played so well in the Scottish, and he's done so well in the majors that even though Rory hasn't won, he's had such a great record in the majors. Over the last 4 or 5 years, he's been in the top 10 a million times, close to the lead. Bryson DeChambeau, I never know. But it is part of the randomness of the golf. And then there's the draw. So, like, this year it hasn't been as bad or as so sometimes, like, if you start early and then play late the second day, it's way better than starting late and playing early based on the weather. There's, you know, Bryson DeChambeau or Rory's trying to make a heroic run to the cut right now, basically. Same with DeChambeau. He's going to have to play well just to make the cut. But there's, you know, I think it's one of those events where if you make the cut, if you're a couple over and you're within 5, 7, 8 shots going into the weekend, you have a legitimate chance. If you play very well, and you never know what's going to happen to those few players in front of you, it's kind of bunched up right now with Lowry at 7 and Brown at 5. And then a lot of people from like 2 under to 1 or 2 over. So really tight grouping there. Cuts out only at 4 over right now. So one or two of those guys comes back to the field a little bit. Then the race is on. But you know, Lowry's, he's won this event before, and he's grown up on these type of facilities. So in this type of weather and this type of golf courses. So I'd be surprised if he came back, because he's a proven winner, and it seems to have great rhythm, and he's putting super well right now. And all those things combine to help you win a championship.
I do also want to get your thought, because you mentioned that bunched up group of 2 unders. Scottie Scheffler, he seemed like he was really making a run here in the back nine. 2 birdies, but then bogeys 18. He sits at 2 under, not by any means out of contention. But what have you made of his game in, I would even just say, the recent months? It seemed like he was on a trajectory that many people were comparing him to the early 2000s Tiger, maybe the best golfer we had seen since then. And then he has everything go on at the PGA Championship, and is, I don't want to say he's like falling off a cliff, because he hasn't. But it seems like he has not really been in the media feel. He hasn't really. It seems like he's kind of somewhat disappeared a little bit.
I don't know. I think he's played well. I think the putts haven't dropped. I've watched him the last few days, and he's playing really solid golf. And his short game's just amazing. All their short games are amazing. But he's been getting up and down, very solid. Not cashing in on putts. Looks like he's hitting good putts, but they're not dropping. So, you know, sometimes it just takes a little tweak, a little better read, or just a little bit of luck. One of the hardest things to do in these in golf is putt when it's very windy. So, you know, as the day goes on here and it gets windier and windier, you're going to see a lot more missed putts than made putts. And he's hit a lot of good putts. He still continues to hit it solid. You can't be firing on all cylinders every week all the time. He is already to 6 wins, I believe, for the year, which is, I mean, second or third best in the history of the tour by this time, even ahead of Tiger. Tiger's had more wins, but he also had some later in the season. He's very good. He's very impressive. He's very solid. That's the word I use. So he hasn't had his best, but his ball striking is so consistent and so solid, and his short game is so good that even if he's not making putts or at 100%, he's still going to be right near the lead as he is right now. Takes one good round, he's right near the lead, and then he's got to be filled with all kinds of confidence going into this weekend, especially the way he's played this year.
I do also, and this was something that just kind of came to my mind this morning. He's not been a golfer that's been on my mind really for a few months here now, but Wyndham Clark, he obviously is going to Paris with the U.S. Olympic golf team, but he was battling Scotty, it felt like, for like two or three tournaments to start the year, especially at the Players. He ultimately finished a second there. And he has really and truly just vanished, not making cuts, completely out of contention, never even in contention. Where is his game gone? Because he was somebody who kind of came out of nowhere to win a U.S. Open, has been really good, has won some events as well. But now it seems like to end the year or the end of the major year, he's just is just a non-factor.
You know, sometimes you see that with a player when they achieve a dream or a goal, right? It's like then there's that breather, that victory lap kind of thing. Hey, I worked for this a whole life, and now I've got it. And, well, what's my goal now? What am I working towards now? And then there's all these other demands on your time now and, you know, expectations. You know, expectations are tough. It's tough when you're on the team, everybody expects you to win. It's a lot easier if no one thinks you're going to win to win a golf tournament. But the expectations and maybe it changed his routine because of the demands on his time now or his sponsors and things like that. Or just, you know, you take that deep breath after something like that and everything, your life kind of changed. That's the only thing I can think of. And it's such a razor thin line between playing at that level and being in 30th on the PGA Tour. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a shot around if you think about it. It's very, very difficult. It's hard to say. He could have lost confidence, but he's a fine player. I'm not worried about his long-term prognosis. He's just going through a valley. You know, golfers, we have peaks and valleys. Some days we all play, we feel like we should be on the tour and we haven't missed a shot. And then some days we feel like we've never picked up a golf club in our lives. And the tour players go through the same thing. You see the frustrations. You see people, you know, hitting shots that you don't expect from really good players. And so everybody has the same fight in golf. It's just these guys have a lot more skill and talent and natural ability than the rest of us.
Feels like Victor Hovland might also kind of be going through that. I mean, he really hasn't been a part of much this year. I mean, he's had run in some of these majors, but he seems to have gone from a guy that just kind of felt destined to win a major, really battling Scotty a lot last year, to this year he's just, I know he went through a coaching change and stuff like that, but he's another guy that just, it seems like when they show up to the majors, I don't even really think about him much anymore.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, and sometimes the courses don't fit your eye, or there might be, well, you know, like, because there's so many areas of a golf game that could be leaky. You know, I mean, you got to drive it well, you got to pitch and chip and putt well, you got to hit your irons well, your bunker play's got to be good, your mental game's got to be good, your fitness needs to be on point. You have to be in the right frame of mind for everything you're doing. And sometimes it's a little thing like, hey, my bunker play's not where it should be right now and I can't get, or my driver, something happened, my driver shaft broke and I can't find a driver that really works for me. And now I'm, you know, instead of hitting the, I'm missing the fairway by 5 yards, but that 5 yards makes all the difference in the world, especially in events like this. So, it's hard to say. The talent level is so supreme. And if you look at the scores these guys are shooting, I mean, how often does somebody shoot 59 now? It used to be the rarest thing when L. Geiberger did it. No one did it for you until David Duval or something years later, like 20, 30 years later. And now I feel like it happens 4 or 5 times a year. And the courses are longer and tougher and greens are faster and everything else. So the quality of the players are better. So if you're, it's, you know, I often compare them to Olympic athletes. Like to win, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be at the top of your game and beat 156 of the best players in the world on a really, really difficult golf course. So sometimes it doesn't work out. It could be one bad swing that prevents you from winning, you know, and puts you in a bad spot or a bad break. So that's the game of golf. You kind of just keep fighting. There's some random stuff's going to happen. You try to put yourself in position to win as often as you can. And more times than not, you're not going to. But if you're a guy like Tiger, you do. Or, you know, you get every once in a while the breaks go your way, or you play great those last few holes. And, like last week at the Scottish Open, what a finish. So random things like that. You know, Adam Scott played awesome last week. A lot of people thought he should win. He's playing well again this week. You know, guy goes eagle, 3-3-3. You know, just finishes out like that on in his home country to win. So you can only control what you can control. And sometimes you're not in complete control of your game. And that's why it's so much fun to watch the majors and see these guys play so well around such a difficult golf course in such difficult conditions with you know, the biggest prize in the world at stake.
Last thing for me, Jeff, and this is a question I didn't know if I'd have to ask you today because I thought there was a pretty solid chance he would disappear. Daniel Brown, who I believe is the 273rd ranked player and has only been in a few PGA events, he's still sitting pretty good at lone second place. He's 5 under for the tournament, plus one for today. I believe he's on hole 16. He's surviving, right? I mean, he's keeping it going.
Yeah, I'm in your boat. I don't anticipate seeing Daniel Brown there by Sunday afternoon. I'd be shocked by that, to be honest. You know, a lot of times you'll see that in the majors. A guy will come out fast and do well for the first couple days. That's why there's 72 hole events that kind of separate the best players from the players who are kind of doing with smoke and mirrors. And sometimes if you dive into their numbers and you can see, you know, he might have just had an exceptional day. Now they're all tour players and they're all great players. But you know, there's still a jump from, you know, your average tour player at 200 in the world or whatever, a huge jump to like the Shane Lowrys and the Scottie Schefflers of the world. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm surprised. I expected him to go out and shoot a 76 or something today, especially the conditions are tough. And, but it looks like now he's putting for eagle on it. You know, he's been playing well, he's hanging in there. He's probably oozing with confidence right now. So hopefully that carries him through, but I got to think at some point over the weekend, he's from England. This is his biggest tournament, in the world. That pressure might creep up on him because he's never been in this situation before, and his body and his mind probably don't know how to handle it.
Going to be interesting to see how he finishes out here. He might have a birdie putt here as well to kind of keep a little bit of pressure on Shane Lowry. Jeff, before you go, though, anything coming up for tomorrow for Tee to Green?
Yeah, well, we're at Niagara Falls for the Porter Cup, which is exciting. Scores have been low there. Some really, really great players. We'll have a recap. We have our Duster Challenge tonight, one of our big fundraiser of the year. We have 108 players competing for the title of West New York's best putter for the 8th year in a row. Be under the lights at Glen Oak if people want to come by and check it out. It's actually sold out, if I'm not mistaken. But it'd be fun if you want to come by and watch the action and donate to the cause for the PGA Hope program. But yeah, we got a lot to talk about with the British Open. We have a 2-hour show from 7 to 9. We got the Porter Cup. We got the Duster. We're gonna have a lot of fun stuff to talk about tomorrow morning.
That's awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the golf. Enjoy everything going on this weekend. We'll talk again soon, my man.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
That was on the Western Hotline, PGA Pro, and one of our Tee to Green hosts here on WGR, Jeff Mitis. We are going to take a quick timeout. Coming up, though, at the top of the hour, we're going to get back to football, but we're going to go to the AFC South. Kevin Bowen of 1075 The Fan in Indianapolis. I find them to be one of the most interesting teams in football because of the super unknown factor. I think there's a lot of that in Buffalo, but for the Colts, it's at quarterback with Anthony Richardson. I want to kind of pick Kevin's brain there. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. But if you want to join the show, 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.